Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
One of my favorite things that John does with this show is a segment he calls Giving Tuesday. And at 9:35 every Tuesday, we spotlight another organization in the Richmond area. And today in the spotlight is the KLM Scholarship Foundation. And we bring on the founder, Kim Martin. Kim, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing great, and I'm just so happy to join you this morning. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's just get right into it. Tell us the KLM Scholarship Foundation. Tell us what it is and what you guys try to accomplish.
Sure. We are a 501c nonprofit, and our mission is to make education affordable and careers possible. And what we've been doing for nearly 18 years is supporting Virginia college kids with book scholarships. And lately, we've expanded our mission to include workforce development because we want to be able to help communities to get jobs, too.
Talk to me a little bit about that last part, the new element of workforce development. What are you guys doing there, and what kind of a difference has it made?
So it has made a big difference. We actually have been partnering with Dominion Energy for a couple of years to award STEM book scholarships. And so we're focusing on that area to try to now start efforts where we're going to help graduating college kids, but also adults to get jobs in that area. And we're just so excited to do that. But recently, we've awarded nearly $60,000 in book scholarships just last month. And we're so elated about that.
Obviously, giving out scholarship money and helping kids get into college, do you seek out the kind of kids you want, or is it an application process?
It's actually an application process. We accept book scholarship applications online May 1st through June 30th every year. And then we have a wonderful scholarship committee made up of 3 volunteers from the committee who review all the applications and make the selections. And we try to keep our criteria pretty broad because we want to be able to help so many people. But qualifying applicants must have a 3.0 GPA, attend a Virginia college, community college, or 4-year college, and show a financial need.
So financial need is part of the so other than the grades, being at an in-state school and the financial need, are there other elements to this that or just anything you can do to make yourself stand out?
Anything you can do. But we definitely ask a question on the book scholarship application. What financial challenges are you facing? Because we really want to know, you know, how we can help and how we can make a difference. But to be honest, college is expensive for everybody. Rarely anyone can pay for school out of pocket 100%. So, you know, the good news is that we're there for everyone who needs our help.
You said this organization's been around, would you say, 18 years?
Yeah, in November, nearly 18 years. And it's a volunteer-run organization. We're all volunteers. We do pay for, you know, vendors, and, you know, we may have some monthly bills, but we're run by volunteers, and our organization is run on passion and dedication.
Obviously, able to help a certain number of kids each year. How many different recipients do you have on an annual basis?
So this year, we were able to help 57 students attending 20 Virginia colleges. I mean, that was a record number for us, even in this pandemic. We're just so elated about that.
Going back to the workforce development side, how long has that been going on now, and how many people have you been able to help on that side?
So that's very new for us. Our board of directors just approved that initiative or segment of our business just this past spring. So right now we're really in the planning phase and trying to figure out exactly how we're going to make a difference there. We've been focusing recently on applying for grants from different local organizations to get funding for that. But once it's up and running, we really want to help people to prepare for job interviews. We really want to help them figure out how to look for a job. I mean, these things aren't new, but the way that we approach it, we want to try to make it a bit more innovative and more virtual, so people won't have to gather to get this information.
We're talking to the founder of the KLM Scholarship Foundation, Kim Martin. Kim, you mentioned you guys are volunteers. Are you looking for, I know obviously funds are always welcome, but are you looking for people to pitch in and be willing to help as well?
Absolutely. We definitely have a need for anyone out there who is a lawyer who wants to consult with us from a legal standpoint. We're also looking for public relations professionals who can help us to spread the word and help us with branding. And we're going to be having a fundraisers coming up, and we're always looking for folks to help us out in that area.
Tell us about some of the fundraisers you have on the horizon.
So here's the thing, and this is where we have a concern. We really were planning to have an upcoming Christmas party, and then we were planning to have a casino night next spring. But because of the pandemic, those events may have to be canceled because public safety is definitely a priority for us, and we wouldn't want to jeopardize anyone's health. So with most nonprofits, we really are struggling, for the money that we need to raise for next year, for the kids for next year. So we just really need volunteers, donations, sponsors, everybody to help us to be able to maintain the level of giving that we've been accustomed to in the past years, because college is not getting any cheaper.
Yeah, I'm sure that, as you mentioned, you're not the only one dealing with those kind of situations, right?
Right, right. And because we're small, but we're passionate, and we just really live on, the support from the community. That's what really makes us a success. And we're just going to keep striving and fighting and, just doing what we can, because, we really believe in our future leaders, and we want to make sure they have what they need to succeed.
Okay, well, if someone wants to volunteer or donate, where can they find out more?
They can come to our website, which is www.klmfoundation.org. We're also very social. We have a page on Instagram, Facebook, as well as Twitter and LinkedIn. They can just simply search on KLM Scholarship Foundation, and they'll find us there. And it's just so easy to donate. PayPal, Cash App, Venmo. We want to be very flexible and accommodating. But yeah, if they want to volunteer or donate, we welcome it.
Well, keep up the great work. Thank you for what you're doing, and we really appreciate your time today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, that's the KLM Scholarship Foundation, and we thank the founder, Kim Martin, for joining us today. Yeah, that was Giving Tuesday, and you're listening to News Radio WRVA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.